Night Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Is that it though? You're done?
No, we get just we're demoted now to the B.
Okay, well, easier path.
Yeah. Well, we can't make it back to the like A final now. Like the best we can do is like champions of the shit people.
So it's like you're the NIT tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I mean, yeah, it's always better to, more fulfilling to compete in the A, but. Hey, you know, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, we belong in the A. We were there all year, and we just fucked up at the end. And now
Really? Yeah.
Jesus Christ, James. Every fucking time. It's all I hear.
Hey, you listen, fucko. Sit in your boat.
Was it you? Did you not brush hard enough again? Did you fuck it up like last time?
I didn't play particularly well, but we were definitely outclassed anyways. Like, we weren't really supposed to win tonight. And we fucked up the end of our season as a team, so I can't take all the blame.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's baseball season anyway, right?
Easy come, easy go.
Exactly.
When do you start softball? I guess that's another month or so?
Yeah, another like 3 weeks.
If the fields aren't sopping wet?
Which they are right now. I drove by tonight, actually.
Oh, man. It's everywhere. It's just a mess.
Yeah. Won't be long, though. The rain will get rid of the snow, and then we just need some heavy wind. Dry shit up.
So, Corey, did you buy a copy of Rogue One?
No.
You had to think about that.
He wasn't sure if he was going to lie or not.
Yeah, exactly. Do I tell a lie?
No, I was thinking about for some reason, I was thinking about a book. I'm like, when I heard copy, I guess Blu-ray or usually when I think copy, yeah, I think book.
Really confusing. I know.
Have you, if you want to hear something funny, have you guys caught the, what was it, Matt Keegan ads and Dave Donovan's podcast?
No,
the Knight Riders. You haven't tuned in.
I honestly, I'm so far behind in life right now. But it sounds amazing, and I can't wait. Did you check it out? Is it super awesome?
Yeah, it's super awesome. It's super amazing.
I bet.
You really got to be like focused and like tuned into to what they're putting out there. Really, I guess.
Why? In what way? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Check it out and you let me know.
All right.
Knight Riders.
The Knight Riders.
Oh, guys, we're going to do... I marked it on my calendar already at work. I think it's late June. But we'll be doing like a whole episode for Spaceball's 30th anniversary.
Sir?
What?
Are we being too literal?
No, you fool. We're following orders. We were told to comb the desert, so we're combing it.
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir. How about you?
Not a thing, sir.
What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
Excellent.
Ooh. Whether it's a Sith Disturbers or main show. Don't know. We'll see which lines up better at the time.
Dude, that's gonna take a live viewing. It's not that long a movie.
I guess we could. I don't know. We'll see. Or you just watch it before we get on the call and just take notes and shit.
Oh, God, there's so much to discuss when you watch that movie. Like, every scene, there's something to laugh about almost.
I think if we did a live commentary, we would just be talking over each other and laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be talking about one joke and we'd miss three more.
Classic.
Yeah, so that's coming in June for sure. So Corey, what did you bring to the show today?
I don't know. I got a few would you rathers. I got a few more trivia tidbits.
And, nice.
Got a poll.
I'll pick something and go with it.
How about you guys pick something? What do you guys want to hear?
I'm putting my feet up. I'm going to let you carry the ball today.
All right. What do you guys feel like? James, what do you want to hear? You want a would you rather? You want a trivia to start her off?
Let's start off with a Corey would you rather. It's probably going to be a loophole in the very first question.
Yeah, they're not too... well, I think you're going to have... I'll go with the harder one first, because this one's actually quite hard. So you're making a big life decision here. Okay, you're giving up something in your life. You're giving up music for Star Wars or Star Wars for music. So you can have one or the other in your life. Like, if you want to see Star Wars and continue to watch Star Wars, that's fine. But you can never again ever listen to another piece of music. Or vice versa. You can just continue to listen to music as it progresses and evolves, but the rest of the saga or Star Wars, anything Star Wars is off limits from henceforward.
Can I listen to the soundtrack?
No, but you could watch other movies and hear music within those movies, but you cannot listen to the soundtrack of movies.
Wait, so you're saying I can watch Star Wars with music as it is, but then I can't listen to the soundtracks?
Well, Star Wars soundtracks will give you that, okay? You can listen to the Star Wars soundtracks as well with the Star Wars package.
But I can't listen to, say, Pearl Jam or...
Never Again. Nothing.
Ever Again. Oh, God.
No more hip. No more... You don't get to see how music evolves and progresses. Maybe that might be a good thing.
That's rough. I guess I would just have to hope for a lot of extra Star Wars movies to give me a lot of extra Star Wars music, because I don't think I could not ever watch Star Wars again.
Yeah, or find out what happens.
I'd have to go with the Star Wars movies and as part of the package, getting to listen to the music. But I don't do that easily or lightly or with a smile.
No, that's a tough one. It's like you're giving up a part of yourself, man. Forever.
Yeah, you know, that's tough. I don't listen to a lot of music, but I would really, really miss it. Star Wars or music? Music is just so much more varied. Star Wars is like one thing. I'd still have other movies.
Yeah, picture it, man. No more
music.
No more Christmas music. That's it. All that.
Yeah, no, I'd have to keep music. Star Wars.
That's fine. It's a tough decision. Like I said, like you're literally losing a piece of yourself in that process, giving up one to the other. I'm going to stick with Star Wars and then, you know, just watch other movies and catch whatever music I can in them, I guess. I still kind of get the Christmas vibe by watching Christmas movies. But yeah, I can't give up the Star Wars. I got to find out what happens. But
yeah, that's a loophole, right, James?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's hard, though. Like, like Kyle said, like, it's not something to be taken lightly or easily. It's not, you're not doing it with a smile, regardless.
Definitely not. Hey, did you guys check out this week's Endless Star Wars?
I did.
Which was this week's? The BB-8? If she traded the BB-8 for, yes.
Yeah, what's your take? What would have happened if Rey had traded BB-8 for the 60 portions?
You first, James.
Thanks, Corey. It's hard. It's hard to
it's
know.
It's unanswerable, really, because there is no wrong answer.
Yeah, it is. And it's hard to know who Plot would have given the information to. Like, if it goes straight to Kylo Ren, you know, my answer is different than if it goes to, I don't know, you know, an in-between. Because I don't know that Kylo Ren wants... I don't know.
I don't think it goes straight to Kylo Ren. I think it gets some like sent up to the First Order, and it like, goes to like the whole communications department. Gets it? Like, yeah, I think
just
so.
Passed along the ranks.
Yeah, I think it gets to Hux before it gets to Kylo Ren.
Okay, if that's the case, then my answer is I think the Resistance is strong enough that like it gets intercepted and doesn't BB-8 doesn't make its way. Even if he gets, you know, picked off, he's only temporarily in the hands of the bad guys, and he gets, you know, an insider breaks him out, passes him out, helps him escape.
Is it before he gives up the plans?
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to crack the, like, they wouldn't be able to get the plans out of him until they got him up to, like, you know, so-and-so lab or such-and-such technician, and someone would help him escape before then. Just thinking in line with, like, keeping the movie alive. That's what would, you know, have to happen.
Corey, what do you think?
I'm going to say that the Force has awakened and it will not be denied, and that somehow the wills are going to...
Oh, by
turn
the way, that's the one thing you can't do in this endless Star Wars thing, is just say the wills of the Force would have straightened everything out.
So you can't say somehow that she went back home and she gets captured and somehow ends up with BB-8 again and they end up escaping together?
Well, I guess you can, but you can't say it's the will of the Force. Just don't use those words.
Okay, that's good to know. Loophole. But, yeah, like something like that. Like, she takes the portions, feels guilty about it, starts on her way back home, gets jumped by a bunch of other Imperials or some thugs. They take her to some facility. Yeah, so anyway, my long drawn-out answer is that somehow they meet back up before the Imperials... Or even if the Imperials capture them, they somehow manage to escape together.
Okay.
Well, what do you, I don't know. I didn't really think about my own all that long. I read the other ones, which are really good, but
yeah, some really killer answers in there. It's a pretty good panel
yeah,
we got going.
You're getting a lot of response in on that, eh?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. I'd like to get some more viewers, obviously, but no, there's a lot of really good writers in there. And there's more that are on, like, in the rotation that just haven't been able to submit yet. So at some point, there's going to be, like, 9 or 10 people, at which point they'll have to split it up and, I don't know, either pump out more questions and do, like, an A-B team or put people on a rotation. I don't know. It's getting crowded, man. Like, the last one was, like, 2,000 words or something. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
All right. Continue, Corey. Keep carrying
the
show.
What are you up for trivia? I always like your trivia stuff.
You want to do some trivia? All right. I'll give you... I got like 7 little tidbits here. You guys, I'll let you guys choose a number between 1-7 and I'll give it to you.
5.
What do we got here? Ooh, I like this one. Kind of similar to one we asked last week. God, you're going to like this one, Kyle. The iconic Chewbacca. What sounds are that which make his voice? Okay, I'll give you a little clue. What animals consist of the...
Consist, the Wookiee.
Yeah, the Wookiee voice.
There's a bear.
There is a bear.
Is there a dog?
Do not see a dog. No one didn't say anything about dog.
I know it's primarily bear. What else is it?
What do you think, James? Just throwing out there.
Is it a mammal?
Yeah. There's a few of them. There's like another 4 or 5 animals that were used. So like, just, you know, pitch some animals out there.
A gorilla?
No, I didn't hear anything about gorilla. I'll give you guys one. They had the most interesting one, I'll tell you, was a walrus, which the audio tech, he went to a zoo in which they were draining the pool that day. So the poor walrus was at the bottom of this pool with no water, and it was kind of like moaning and crying. So after recording a whole bunch of different sounds, he kind of categorized them by emotion, or what he felt emulated in emotion. So that was pretty interesting. I like that one. So walrus was the one.
That's cool for sure.
There was also a badger.
Badger?
Yeah.
Angry little guys.
Yeah. A lion. Kind of makes sense. And there was also a seal used. Those are the five that they had mentioned. But I think bear, like you said, was the primary. And that walrus sound seemed to be a big factor in what they had used.
I didn't know. I think I'd heard walrus before, but the others, no. I definitely didn't know about badger.
Raul Hernandez?
Yeah.
Got the delivery here for your next show?
Oh, great. What you got?
Well, let's see. I got one aardvark, one flamingo, four porcupines, two armadillos, three badgers.
Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
All right, keep going, Corey. Some more trivia.
Number three. I'll take number three.
Number three it is for James. Ooh. I didn't like this one when I read it. I thought it was kind of like, whoa, really? George, what were you thinking? But there was an alternate ending originally conceived for Return of the Jedi when Vader dies. And what is it that Luke does and says afterward? Do you guys have any idea?
No clue.
Kyle?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Can you give us a clue? Is the kind of thing we would guess or like, no way?
Yeah, you can guess this. It would be like a kind of like almost the opposite of what happened in Jedi.
Is it the one? Is there an ending where he turns dark?
Yeah. So the original ending would have transpired as everything played out, but once Vader takes his mask off and passes away, Luke would stand up and put the mask on and decree that he is now Vader.
That's dumb.
That would have been pretty pretty sad.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm glad they didn't do that.
Doesn't even make sense.
Well, who knows? I mean, that was probably most likely early concept stuff. Who knows? But so long ago, but yeah, that I heard there was a lot of different ways the whole saga itself could have taken. So,
oh, Lucas made so many twists and turns. He didn't know what he was doing. I mean, sorry, that sounds wrong. he made so much up as he went along, as far as story goes, and he changed so much on the fly. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that this was one version.
All right, here's one more for you guys. This one's kind of a bit of trivia that you guys, Kyle, I think you might, should be able to answer this. As you might have just crossed your ear paths one day. Which word or which species is never, ever mentioned in the movie in which it's in? But we all know and either love or hate them.
Like species by name?
Yeah. What species name is, yes. Ding, ding, ding for James.
What is it?
Ewoks.
Ewoks. They never call them Ewoks in the movie, but we all know they're Ewoks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. I thought that was pretty interesting. I was like, yeah. Like, right away you think and you're like, yeah, you're right. That's right.
Yeah, they're just furry companions, right? Oh, Chuck Wendig went on an epic rant today.
I saw that. That was so, so funny. Good. Yeah, it was really good. I eat you, do tell.
I gotta try and find it. It's pretty epic. He went nuts.
Like, he was going nuts on people for like hating on Ewoks and stuff, and he was just saying how like they wear like the bones of their enemies, and like talking about how they'll eat you, and like they had a Jedi captured at one point that they were gonna eat, and I eat you.
Now, it's hard to read the tweets because he uses a lot of pictures. So he goes, okay, it's now time for the most important threat of my career, even my life, here on Twitter. It's time to defend Ewoks. Hold still. My first defense of Ewoks is fuck you, that's why. Which is isn't a defense, but fuck it. In regards to Ewoks, everyone always says, meh, they're so cute, they're just trying to sell merchandise, stupid little teddy bears, meh. It goes on and on. Then it shows a bunch of pictures of Ewoks, and he's right, they're not cute. Many are hideous. Look at this guy. He's been up all night, high as a kite on jungle tea.
That's true.
I know exactly which one they're showing. I know exactly which one they're showing.
This guy is basically a mangy rat bear. He'll gnaw you to bits. That's not cute. It's horrifying.
Isn't this next Ewok's one an accountant?
Just a total nerd amongst Ewoks. Not the least bit cuddly or teddy bearish. This shit isn't cute. This is a murder monster. You see this thing coming at you in the woods? You'd shit.
You'd shit.
Ewoks are fuzzy little chupacabras. And that leads me to my next point. Ewoks will eat you. They will straight up eat you. They cover themselves in the bones of things they've eaten. They capture a Jedi and they're like, yeah, let's cook him, then devour him. These furry Hannibal Lecters are out there, and they're going to make Leia dine on Luke and Han. Here, human lady, eat your pals. Yubnub. Also, next point. Yubnub is an amazing song, and you can eat a bucket of hot, salty fucks if you don't agree.
Whoa!
I'm sad it's gone.
Nice.
Yeah, I have to agree with Mr. Windig.
Let's also remember the Ewoks are basically an insurgency of guerrilla fighters who handily dispatched a superior technological force. On and on. Jeez, it just keeps going.
You guys remember this? The one and only time that Pablo Hidalgo ever responded to me, I was responding to Steel Wars, who was asking Pablo Hidalgo something about Ewoks eating stormtroopers and, like, you know, playing drums on their helmets and whatnot. So I chimed in and said something along the lines of, like, yeah, Yubnub, like, that's the inspiration behind the song Yubnub. And then Pablo Hidalgo's like, yes, this is canon. Yub means devour and nub means your enemies. Which is pretty awesome. I laughed. But just...
James, there's one for you here. Somebody had replied to him saying, why didn't the Ewoks eat Sindel? I would have.
Not cool.
But one quick thing, I was having read this today. It was pretty funny, actually. I was at work, and when I read it, it got me thinking. And I was thinking back at our old place, Kyle, and back in Kirkland, whatever, years ago. It was probably about 1985. And that was, I still, again, have the memories of watching both A New Hope and Empire with you, but they're very vague. And again, this one's vague as well, but I remember when Jedi was again, we were like, we'd never seen it. And my mom was like, okay, I'm going to rent it for you guys. And, like, I was so incredibly excited. And I remember my father was away on business or something like that. And we watched it on, like, a Friday night and, like, Midsummer's Eve, you know, like, it's just such a good memory for me. Cause, like, when I saw the Ewoks for the first time, I, like, as a kid, like, I freaked out. Like, what, that's one of my earliest memories. The one and only thing I took away from that night was not the space battles and all that stuff. It was that baby Ewok. Remember the one that gets all scared when 3PO is telling the story?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one thing I kind of remember about that night, having watched that movie. I was like,
sticks with us, eh?
Yeah, I was like 4 or 5 years old.
That's like, the thing you take out of the movie.
At that age, I don't know. Yeah, I kind of related to them at that age. I was like, wow, these Ewoks are awesome. A baby Ewok. Oh my God. Like, this movie's awesome.
Did you guys see some of the prices for autographs at Celebration?
Crazy, eh?
Some of them are beyond crazy. Holy Lord.
Well, I thought it was interesting because you had mentioned something last week about we were saying, okay, Hayden Christensen's sold out quickly, which we were like, wow, that's amazing. And from what I had heard afterward is that like his autograph was like the cheapest of all of them, supposedly. I don't think that has any bearing on the fact that it sold out quicker than others. No, obviously. But yeah, but even $130, and that's like one of the cheaper ones, I was like, oosh.
Well, I mean, there's some here for $50, $35, $30. There's some relatively cheap ones here, quote unquote, you know, $30, $60, $90 for someone to write their name on whatever it is. Sarah Michelle Gellar, $300.
Buffy, baby.
Yeah. You know, if you're going as a Star Wars fan, and you want, like, the Seventh Sister's autograph, $300? What?
Yeah. Is Freddie Prinze doing a signing?
Yeah, he's, 130 or in that area.
It'd be nice to get the two of them together. That'd be kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Anyway, in a way, I'm glad I'm not going. Because I would obviously have my Trivial Pursuit board with me. And I would put myself into bankruptcy. Trying to get as many autographs as I could.
Yeah, I could
start a Kickstarter. I'd support
Please,
you.
World pay for my autographs.
I'd toss you some cash. I honestly would.
Yeah, but you have to give people something in return. You can't just say, give me money.
And Corey, you could just toss him some cash, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want
to. If you want to give me money, you can just give me money.
I just want more people to be involved so you can actually do something with it. You know what I mean?
I think I would have to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, there you go. GoFundMe.
And I think Mark Hamill's tickets were even more. His autograph was even more expensive, which is also sold out.
But God, that'd be worth it. Oof. That actually kind of brings me to my next Would You Rather, if you guys want to hear it.
No.
Of course. Kyle doesn't. You can tell me.
All right. It's signature related, so it's a nice little segue. All right. You guys are going for dinner. You're having a nice Mendy's dinner, so dress accordingly. Going for
Mendy's
dinner.
Mendy's or Mendy's?
Mendy's. Sorry. There we my go. Bad. All right. Going for a nice Mendy's dinner. All right. So you're going with either George Lucas himself. You know, you can shoot the shit with George all night long, have all the beers you want. You know, you're having a nice dinner, just talk the night away with George Lucas, the creator, the maker of Star Wars, or Mark Hamill, Mr. Luke Skywalker. He seems like such a fun guy. You're having a nice dinner with him. You know, same thing. You can just shoot the shit all night long, man.
It's one or the other?
One or the other.
Yeah,
or if you take
choice.
Easy?
Easy choice.
Go for it.
Mark Hamill.
Me too.
Wow. I really thought...
Just because he just seems like a nicer, cooler guy.
Like, if you told me that both are going to be as open and talkative and social as they could possibly be, then it's maybe a harder choice. But knowing what we know just by observing these people over years, I feel like Lucas would just keep his head down all night. Give you one-word answers.
Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, okay. Check, please.
Whereas Mark Hamill, at some point, I feel like I'd have to be like, okay, Mark, you're talking a whole lot here. Can you slow down, buddy? Slow down.
Okay, but I mean, in the parameters of the question, you should kind of, you know, figure it's they're both going to interact with you equally. Like, if you were to, you know, you're going to have a full-on discussion with them. It's not like George is going to be eating his soup and not talking to you. And
well, you said dinner at Mendy's.
Yeah.
Well, I still probably go with Mark Hamill. I think he's just a more relatable person, I think.
No, I
get
you.
George is out there.
I got you. I'm on the Hamill page too. I think we'd have a blast. I think it would be fun. You just look so fun to talk to. We'd be you know, you just laugh. You'd be sore the next day in your abs, man, because you would have laughed so much, you know.
I think a tougher choice would be George Lucas or Harrison Ford.
He's on the list for it. I almost gave you the this, that, or the other, but I kept it between the two of them.
I think those are two like pretty quiet guys who just would want to be anywhere else but sitting with you.
Yeah, I can see that.
Get me out of here.
Is that Batman?
I don't know, James. Would you go with Lucas or Ford?
That's tough. Maybe Lucas in that case. Ford seems even grumpier than Lucas.
Yeah, maybe. And I feel like if I was gonna like chirp either of them for being antisocial, like one of them would reach across the table and choke me, and the other one would not.
Yeah, Harrison Ford's unbreakable, man.
No, that's Bruce Willis. Well,
except for when a Falcon door falls on his leg.
Yeah, but even at that, come on.
Hey, Corey, you want to brag about your toys?
Yeah, I got a few this weekend.
Did you do that on Monday? Did you do that earlier this week?
On Tumbling Saber, I just said that I got a few, but yeah, I mean, not too much to talk about it, really. I mean, I'm super stoked that I finally saw my, such a rush, man. Like, I can't describe it. Just was walking around Walmart, you know, and I'm looking at the regular Star Wars display. Nothing all that new there, you know, but you still got to look through everyone, even though you know they haven't restocked. There might be that little guy hiding. They always seem to be hiding toward the back. And nothing, you know, and then I'm at the back and I'm looking at these Marvel Legends characters and turn my back and I'm about to go look into the discount section and I hear some kid saying something about Obi-Wan to his dad and I just catch it in my peripheral vision. I see the 40th anniversary display and I just had the willpower to continue on my course to the discount section because I knowing that it was there, you know, I'm like, it was like, oh my God, that sensation of, I just had to turn around like, I don't know, maybe like 10 seconds later, like I was just so unfocused, discombobulated. Like, I don't know. It was such a good feeling. And then seeing them there, like I had to go and buy a few.
Good for you, Corey.
I haven't seen them yet.
But you know what I mean though? That the hunt, like all that stuff. Like I've been looking everywhere, especially for Thrawn. Like I didn't know when he was going to be released in Canada. And again, it was like he was the only one there. I'm like, yeah, I'm not, I got the stink eye. It's like, you know, it's $30, eh? I was like, yeah, I don't care. But the Han Solo one too, the 40th anniversary, beautiful, man. Like super, super detailed. Like it really, really, really looks like Harrison Ford.
Nice. I'm probably going to end up picking up a few, I think.
Yeah, I got to get R2.
See, the problem is, these things are what, they're $30 plus tax, that's what, $35 times 12 if you want to do the whole collection of them. Because at some point you're going to get like 6 and then 7, then be like, oh, well, you know, I might as well finish it now. Then you, yeah. Then you can't find a couple of them, so you go to eBay.
I don't want to finish the, I've already looked at the collection. I don't want the, I think it's the Death Squad Trooper, or it's one of the guys with those weird helmets, an Imperial. That's something I'm not a big, I don't need it, you know, like I don't need to, I'm not a completionist like to that degree, but you know, I just bought Obi-Wan, the 6-inch black series, and I just bought the Leia, which isn't a great one, the black series, and these ones for the 40th anniversary, they look pretty good, so it'd kind of, I guess, be redundant to buy them again, but I don't know, I think I have to.
You know you're going to.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice. R2's really nice as well.
$30 for a little stump of plastic.
Yeah, he's got some good girth. I like it.
Oh, Jesus. You guys want more trivia?
I do have more trivia. I got a few left. I got to get one off my chest. This one, when I read it just amazed me. I said, this can't be true. And again, another brainchild of Lucas. Originally, Yoda, instead of being, he can't be considered a Muppet because he's not under Henson, but instead of being a puppet, he was supposed to be an animal. And do you know which animal was going to be acting as Yoda?
No.
A monkey.
I was going to say a monkey or a chimp.
Yeah, a monkey, man. Can you picture that? I think that could have changed Star Wars forever. Like, everything's great until Yoda shows up.
and eats a banana.
Yeah, Yoda the monkey.
Oh, you my know God. The whole monkey eating banana thing is a myth? It's true. Monkeys don't eat bananas in the wild.
I believe you. Bananas are like a human invention. There were no wild bananas.
I don't know how this got... How did monkeys and bananas get paired together? They have nothing to do with one another.
I almost think it has something to do with banana peels for some reason.
That's... Please go on.
Yeah, continue with that one. I don't know how you pulled that thread, but we'll give you enough rope to hang yourself with.
Well, maybe it has something to do with Mario Kart. I don't know. I'm thinking Donkey Kong. Who knows?
That's an excellent answer. I'm glad we asked you to expand.
Who's the one? Who's the monkey that always? You guys remember them? Yeah, he had the bananas in his hand and he'd just squeeze it, and it'd pop up in the air and he'd catch it in his mouth. Who was that? Do you remember? Remember that guy?
Donkey Kong?
Sounds like Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was. I feel like it was someone from Hanna-Barbera though.
Oh, like Kung Fu something?
Oof, I don't know. It's just such a vague memory and it's like a blur.
Yeah, I was shocked. The whole monkey and banana thing. Not a thing.
All right, here's another interesting tidbit for you guys. Why did Liam Neeson cost the production crew an extra $150,000 during the filming of The Phantom Menace?
Oh, was that something to do with his wigs?
No.
Now then,
I hope it's scotch.
He got super drunk one night and like just destroyed the set.
Could be good scotch.
No, actually the header on the trivia bit read, Liam Neeson is too tall for Star Wars. Coming in at 6'4", they didn't really take that into account when making doorways and hatchways and whatnot. So yeah, they kind of had to redesign a lot of stuff around his height.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good thing the Wookiees were in the scene.
I got another Qui-Gon one as well. What modern day product does Qui-Gon use as a communicator in The Phantom Menace?
Pager. Oh,
it's a lady's razor.
Yes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, a Gillette ladies sensor XL.
Yeah, it's clearly that too. It's not even like you can totally see how that they just glued a few pieces onto it, painted it, and there you go.
That's awesome.
That is pretty good, eh?
Any more trivia, Corey?
I got one last one. You should be able to get this one, Kyle. I was pretty surprised by this one. Okay, so which? How can I phrase this? I didn't phrase the questions prior. I just took the trivia information down. Okay, so which characters in the prequels were only filmed in CGI?
Jar Jar.
Well, yeah, that's a vague question. That's just too vague.
Well, Ahmed Best was there on set, and he had like a weird Jar Jar prosthetic head taped to him, or like a Jar Jar mask on top of his head for the eye line. So he was finished in CG, but he was there.
Okay, I should phrase it differently. The armor for these individuals was never ever even built for the prequels.
Oh, clones.
Yeah. Yeah, not yeah, no,
they're all CG.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting, and like to not even have one built, like not even just one mold, like usually, you know, at least have like some people in the shots or whatever, but to have it all CG, I thought was looking back on it, it kind of makes sense. I've watched it again recently, and you can kind of see it, I guess. But I thought it was interesting not even to have one ever built in all three movies.
Yeah, maybe that was one of George's things. He wanted to do the whole movie and have thousands and millions of stormtroopers and clone troopers and not have to build any armor for it.
It was cool when you saw them all there marching. I remember this too, like, in, I think it's in A New Hope, when they're having the medal ceremony. Isn't it like half of the rebel troopers are like cardboard cutouts or something?
Yeah, something like that. There's, yeah, not everybody in there is real. And have you ever seen the silent version of that?
Mm-mm.
It's too funny. Because like, all that is just like music, right, in the background. You hear Chewbacca give a roar. You hear like the soldiers kind of making a bout face. And you hear like all the feet kind of stomp. But yeah, they filmed that quietly. And so you, like, you hear everybody walking, you hear like a bunch of like people sneezing or coughing in the background, and Chewbacca's
it
wail
must be
is
so
like,
different.
It's so weird. It's so different. Like everybody's just sort of like, ah, I gotta find you the YouTube link. It's hilarious. It's so funny that just, everyone's just looking at each other and you can just hear people shuffling in the background.
Someone's 1977 cell phone was ringing.
It may as well have done that, because they just were like, guys, don't worry about what you do, because we're dubbing over all of this anyway. It's really way too funny.
You know what's interesting too, just on a quick side tangent? One of my philosophy teachers told us back in college, you want to see something crazy, and I suggest any of the listeners, if you're still listening, to do this. Go to a music channel. Turn it on, watch the music video with no music. And you're just like, what is wrong with our species?
Do they still make music videos?
What's a music video?
Yeah, it's been a while. Some back from when we were young were actually kind of cool, you know? Like, Buddy Holly was so fun. But some of them nowadays, or the majority nowadays, are just like, what is going on? Like, this is just so odd.
Old man Corey's crapping on the youth again.
Yep.
Stupid millennials.
Exactly.
Aren't you a millennial? By Shape definition, Corey.
Dude, I was born in 1981. How am I a millennial?
I think that's the definition of millennial. Let's take a look.
Yeah, I think you're right in that window. Might be 83, though. What do you got?
Millennials, also known as Generation Y, are the demographic cohort following Generation X. Well, geez, that's surprising. There are no precise dates for when this starts or ends. Demographers, and researchers typically use the early 1980s as starting birth years and the mid-90s to early 2000s as ending years.
Wikipedia has it from 81 to 97.
Yeah, I'm looking at Wikipedia right here. Corey, you're a millennial.
My better.
Eat a dick.
Oh, what Jesus. A millennial thing to say.
EAD. Sorry, I'll be more politically correct. And cheers, motherfucker.
I'm happily ensconced as Generation X-Wing.
Yeah, like, you just burst in my bubble there. Like, honestly, like, I'm still not buying into that shit. Like, whatever.
Sorry, man. Academics have spoken. You are a millennial.
No, you have spoken.
No. Wikipedia has spoken.
Great. Love Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is never wrong.
Never wrong. Never wrong.
That's good stuff.
It's okay. We have a few millennial listeners. We gotta cut them some. We gotta bust their chops, but you know.
So what's the new generation called then? Where have we gone after that?
I've heard different things, but I heard Generation I.
Generation Z.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
That's it, though. I mean, we've gone all the way around. We've got X, Y, and Z now. That's the end. There's no more generations after this.
That's not good.
Yeah, so Generation Z, also known as post-millennials, the I generation, plurals, or the homeland generation. What? Birth years that range from the mid-90s to early 2000s. I guess up until now. Good lord.
Well, you know what? I'm just thinking about that now. Like, I'm still kind of like reeling about this whole thing. But I think what I'm lucky for, regardless of my age or whatever, is that I had you, Kyle, as an older brother to kind of, you know, it's not like I was watching, you know, like I always got to tag along and like do those cool like things that maybe I should have been doing at my age sometimes. So like I still got to live all those that cool experience of watching all that that awesome stuff from the 80s, you know?
Yeah, there was some cool stuff. Did you catch Generation X Wings podcast this week?
No, I didn't. I was supposed to be on that one with them, but we were recording Sith Disturbers the same night.
With Captain N?
Yeah.
What a piece of shit show. Oh my god.
Really?
Oh god. Oh, so bad.
I had a hard time remembering it a bit. Like once he'd asked me, I said, yeah, okay, like I totally remember this show, but I remember the one thing I do remember about the show is that what I will say is that I loved it when they finally did the whole Zelda Link storyline, because they didn't do that all the every week, right? So when they did, I was like, yes, like that's what I was digging. But that eggplant dude and that's a blast from the past though when you see the photos.
Sure is.
Do you remember that one, James?
I don't.
Really?
I don't think it lasted very long.
I'm going to send you a photo.
Yeah, send me a picture. I'm very visual.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be like, oh, yeah, that one. Because Kyle and I weren't even Nintendo kids, right? We were Sega kids.
Yeah, but not everybody could be perfect.
We ended up getting Nintendos later down the line.
Oh, we got a 64. Like, there was no denying the Bond factor. That Bond was life in 1999.
Even, oh, it was 95. It was before that.
Oof. Yeah, maybe before. No, I think it was. Yeah, actually, you're right. No, I was in college still playing that. I remember still playing in college.
Well, we were still playing it, but.
People were obsessed with that game. That game was so fun.
It came out in 95.
Dude, I remember that game. I could tell when you were going to die, I knew exactly where you were going to regenerate, and then I'd give you just enough leeway so that you would regenerate there and then just jump on you with no gun, like no honor. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, that, and to this day, that's the reason why I hate multiplayer, because of people like you. I'm not even joking.
Hey, man. You get caught in the cycle.
It was just total garbage.
A circle of life.
You're lucky I didn't wrap the cord around your neck.
Oh,
yeah. Age before wireless remotes.
You did back in the day, even when we were playing hockey. I'd be like, nice, I'm finally beating Kyle. It'd be like, there'd be like 1 minute left in the game. Kyle would like knock the controller out of my hand, take my goalie out, like score a goal, like while I'm fighting him, and then be like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, of course, I totally remember this this cartoon with the King Hippo character.
Hippo, yeah. Kid Icarus.
Yeah.
The Mega Man storyline, too, they had.
It was just so bizarre. And now that, like Rob mentioned it on the podcast, but, or was it Jamie? I can't remember. But somebody made comment of, what's his face? His nipples.
Hippo?
Is it King Hippo?
Yeah.
Look at him.
No, I don't want to.
It's like, geez, how did they get away with that? That's awful.
Yeah, seriously, he's got at least a C cup.
Oh, God. Anyway. I think that's probably... We should mercifully end the show here.
Yeah, I think it feels like we're about there.
I think we've rambled enough.
Yeah.
It was a bit rambly tonight, but we need that randomness sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done for the week. I'm going to go recharge now. Get some good shut-eye, boys.
It's time.
All right. Guys, Twitter, where can you be found?
Me? Who, me? It's going to be Chop Rules with a Z.
Yeah, and I'm still at Tommy Bombadil 1.
Yep, and I'm still at Tumbling Saber on the Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Hope you guys enjoyed this hour-long ramble fest. As you sit there in traffic or at work and you're just bored out of your skull, hopefully that some random chatter was enough to get you 1 hour closer to your destination, whatever that may be. So have yourselves a good weekend. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned. Episode 70 of the Tumbling Saber podcast is coming. It's going to be a good one. I can tell you that right now because the show notes are full. So stay tuned for that and have yourselves a good weekend. And we'll talk to you early next week. Bye for now.
Always rocking the space boat and stirring the galactic pot. This has been Sith Disturbers from the warped minds at the Tumbling Saber podcast. Proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network.